Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Antonelli covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Westrum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to third. Bulger moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to third for the out. Morin scores. Walls moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli fires to first and picks off Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Banks reaches second base with a double. Speak moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-1 in the game. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak fields the ball and throws to Elston covering. Safe. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Adams reaches second base with a double. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Speak moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Rhodes reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes now playing left field. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0 for 2 in the game. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Antonelli covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell bunts towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Virgil moves to second. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virgil moves to third. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Mays steals second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob will pinch runs for Walt Morin. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Bolger moves to second. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob will now playing center field. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.